Raheem Habib. I am the area manager for Smart Technologies for the Middle East, India, and Sub-Saharan Africa. I manage Smart's business development and distribution in these specific regions. Smart Technologies is a Canadian company headquartered in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We're the industry pioneer, so the inventor of the interactive whiteboard category, and we are the world market leader for interactive whiteboards. The brand of interactive whiteboard we have is the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard, and here today is the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard. The specific unit is the SB680i, which has an integrated unified projector with the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard. What I'll do is take you through a little bit of, regarding the SmartBoard, do a little demo, and typically show you how it has, it is actually used in education, specifically for teachers to teach students, essentially. Okay? Good. Okay, so what we have is the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard. If you actually look at the unit, it looks like a typical whiteboard. It has a pen tray with four colors and an eraser. It has a couple of buttons here, which is a keyboard button, a right-click mouse button, and of course you have a projector, which is up on the top here, that shows you the image. Okay, the SmartBoard is connected via a USB cable into the PC, and that's where the SmartBoard gets its power from. And of course, the image comes from a projector. You can use this projector or any other projector. That's where the image comes from, and via the PC. The PC. Okay. So as you can see, my finger becomes a mouse. So essentially, this becomes an extension of your PC, but you can think of it as a large touch monitor, if you will. Your finger's a mouse, so you can operate any piece of software from the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard. And of course, you have the pens. So I can pick up a pen and essentially write or annotate in digital ink over any platform. So I can do that in Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, or Excel, annotate, save those objects in there, or export them, save them to something else. The main platform for the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard is the notebook software, and I'll launch that here. So as you can see, I'm using my finger like the mouse to launch the software. Here we go. So the Smart Notebook software is the key whiteboarding platform for the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard. Typically, what you can do is pick up a pen and write, which is what I'll do here. Okay. Now, this all becomes an object. So what I can do is now convert this to text, for example. You have a whole choice of words here. You can move these around, rotate it, do a whole bunch of things with this. I can clone these as well, which is what teachers really like a lot. So I can create multiples, clone some more, and so on. So that's one of the key features there, is the ability to write and then convert it to objects. The other key thing is I can also erase, like you would with a normal whiteboard or blackboard. So what I can do is pick up the eraser tool and erase, or of course I can use my hand. So the neat thing here is the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard does not have any proprietary tools. These are really pieces of plastic. The pen tray is where all the technology is based, and it indicates where what tool I've already picked up. So if I want to write, it'll know that I'm writing, ready to write. Oops. Went to the wrong object there. There we go. So I can write with my finger too. If I lose these tools, I can put something else in its place and still use those to write. So your total cost of ownership is a lot lower when it comes to the SmartBoard Interactive Whiteboard. The other neat thing with the SmartBoard is that I have a slide sorter, which is typically similar to PowerPoint. So I can create as many pages as I want. So like the teacher used to go to a classroom, write on the blackboard, erase, start again. She can now create multiple pages. So I can just keep on adding pages there, and you can keep going forever, essentially with all those multiple pages, and create a lesson, if you will, or a lesson plan. So what I'll do is I'll bring the menu over to my side, so it's a little easier here. The SmartBoard has something called a gallery, which is a gallery of objects that teachers use for education. So multiple subject matters that you can create a lesson plan for on the fly. A lot of teachers do this way ahead of time, prepare a lesson plan. So I'll do something quickly in chemistry, for example. So I'll pop up the chemistry. Here we go. So these are all the objects that are available for chemistry. And what I can do is do a little quick experiment. So for example, if a school doesn't have a chemistry lab, well, this is an easy way to do a chemistry experiment. So I'm going to pull out a few items here to do a little chemistry experiment. Let's see here, what else do we have? I'll bring up a Bunsen burner. The flask. Bring up a tripod. Okay, I think that's enough to do a little experiment here. So I'll kind of resize these so you can move objects around, resize them, rotate them, make them look more realistic. Make this a little smaller. Take a beaker. Put the beaker on top here, and then I'm going to shrink this flask, make it look more realistic, and show the flow of liquids. And now pick up my pen tool and simply annotate. So I'm going to say, well, let's put liquid into here and use some different colors. So what I'm going to say is I have some sulfuric acid, so a nice way to do a chemistry experiment here. And let's say we have some sodium in the bottom here. So that's some sodium. And of course, if we do this kind of chemical experiments, well, what's the result? I'm not too sure. I remember my chemistry correctly, but should be something regarding sodium sulfate and maybe some hydrogen. Well, hope that's close enough. So that's my little chemistry experiment there. Now, obviously, what I can do is save this for my students to use later. What I can do is export it into a web page, PDF, PowerPoints. I can also save it on the server for teachers to use for an experiment later on, for review later on, or it can be saved on the server for students to review for exams, for example, or a student that's sick can pull this up later on as well. With the notebook software, we can also do some other interesting things. I can do flash files, for example, that have ready-made content in biology. So this saves, again, teachers a lot of time and effort, and it can create a lot more interaction for students. So I'll find something easy and quick. And as you can see, the gallery has lots of items that we have from various vendors from all over the world.
Here's something from Intel School
that they've shared with us. So this is another way to learn some biology. So students can essentially learn how to put together the respiratory system. So I'm going to put together the lobes here. And then this is the pleura. So a great way for students to actually learn and memorize and now interact and participate in the class, so you can get them to come up front and do this themselves. So that way they actually remember more and become more visual learners themselves. And let's see if I got this right. A little higher there. And the diaphragm. And now I can resuscitate him and see if it really works. And there we go, the guy's alive. How's that? Good stuff. Excellent. So you can do a whole variety of things. You can import things from the internet. You can bring in flash files. You can now annotate over these flash files. You can pretty much do anything you like. Okay. A couple of other quick things. We have a notebook recorder here. So you can actually record a session with voice and audio, and then you can save it on the server. And this works really well for distance learning as well. So I can do a little lesson plan here. And it'll actually record all the annotations on the writings. Now, 1, 2, 3. This is just a quick way to show you how the recorder works. I can stop this, save it on my desktop as an AVI file. And what I'll do is play back quickly. And what I'll do is it'll launch the player. And now you can see it actually taking the lesson back and reviewing it over. Okay. Quick, easy to use. So essentially what we have here with the smart board is an easy way to teach, increase teacher productivity, and the benefits of students is that they become more visual learners, they participate in the class, they remember more, and with research we've seen the test scores have increased in the classroom. So there is great benefits for the smart board, interactive whiteboard in the classroom.